This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you. 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you, and if you have a success story, just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. We'll be speaking to Michael Betris at the bottom of the hour. Michael's the author of a book called COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. And he's got some really interesting things to say about lockdowns and testing and some of the ominous signs. I don't know if you guys heard just about an hour ago in London, Boris Johnson announced a 3-tier lockdown system, really intense lockdown system. There's all kinds of craziness going on. We're going to talk to Michael Betris at the bottom of the hour. He spent hundreds of hours analyzing medical and social data and crunching numbers, and he is going to talk to us about lockdowns. Lockdowns on Trial is the title of his book, COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. Bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls. Next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Check out our news stories and blog posts and videos on all our websites. And, of course, you can click on the Join the Team link if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start yourself a home-based business. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, so we have been talking about the nature of fats as opposed to water, soluble nutrients or substances, molecules that dissolve in water versus molecules that dissolve in fat or oil, oil-soluble versus water-soluble, hydrophilic, as they say, versus lipophilic. This distinction is really, really important, but we don't talk about it very often. We talk about it on this program, but as a culture, we don't really distinguish fats from water as much as we should, or as much as we need to really benefit from both of them. That's why I've been hitting this stuff hard. The idea, this distinction between water solubility and fat solubility is based in the atomic and the molecular nature of chemistry. And we hardly ever discuss this. We don't think about the molecular nature, the atomic nature of things. We think in the macro level, at the macro level. When we think macroscopically, we lose our power because our power occurs at the fundamental levels, which are atomic and molecular. There's a school of study or a academic study called submolecular biology. Submolecular. That means underneath the molecule. So just to keep this all in perspective, you've got organs,
which are made up of tissues, which are made up of cells. Most people, when they're talking about health, are talking at the organ or tissue level. Doctors, in particular, talk about the organ level. That's why they feel very comfortable just taking organs out. You've got a problem, it's an organ problem, let's take the organ out. That's why the medical model feels very comfortable electrocuting organs, ablating them, as they say. Because the medical model, again, we're not ripping on doctors individually, we're ripping on the paradigm, the model. The model focuses on symptoms which show up at the organ level. We see them at the organ level. If you want to go a little deeper, you can go to the tissues, and sometimes the medical model will address the tissues. However, tissues are made up of cells, and it is the cell that is the nexus of disease. But inside the cell is where the problem arises, and that's at the molecular level. However, the molecular level is made up of the submolecular level, and that's where our true power resides. Submolecularly, i.e. at the level of the electrons and the protons, that's where the quantum, that's where quantum biology kicks in. There's a guy named Emmanuel Ravici. We talked about him a couple days ago. Dr. Emmanuel Ravici, he was a Romanian physician and biochemist. And he talked about the quantum definitions, the quantum basis to disease, specifically the quantum basis of cancer. Cancer is a quantum phenomenon. Like all disease is a quantum phenomenon, or all health is a quantum phenomenon. When I say quantum, I don't want anybody freaking out, because quantum just means submolecular. Probably the most important and the most brilliant biochemist of all time was a guy named Albert St. George. He's credited with discovering the vitamin C molecule, elucidating the vitamin C molecule. We'd known about something in citrus for centuries that cured scurvy. Ascorbic acid means without scurvy, and Dr. James Lind back in the 1700s was the guy who discovered that there was something in citrus fruits that could cure scurvy. Well, that's something. We didn't know what that something was until maybe about 1920 or so, when Albert St. George isolated ascorbic acid. He discovered the ascorbic acid molecule, and that's his claim to fame. But he really was, his real major emphasis was on submolecular biology. He wrote a book called The Living State, where he talked about life itself as being a submolecular phenomenon. Submolecular means quantum. Submolecular means within the molecule. By the way, to keep this all in, just give you a visual sense of what we're talking about, a molecule is so small that you could fit septillions of them. That means if a billion is 2 and a trillion is 3 and a quadrillion is 4, septillion is 7. You can't even comprehend what that means. You could fit a septillion water molecules, H2O molecules, in a glass of water. That's how small a molecule is. Yet there is a submolecular world that's smaller still. And that's where power resides, at that submolecular state. When submolecular chemistry is working correctly, everything is flowing correctly, electricity is moving through the body. Health means whole. When the body is whole, electricity can move through the body. Dis-ease, when we're out of ease, when we're not healthy, we're fragmented. We're not whole. We're in pieces. And the electricity can't flow. It hits spaces where where the bridge is missing. Just think of just going hiking in the mountains, and you come across a place where there's a little patch of water, and there used to be a bridge, and there's no more bridge. You can't get across. You can't get from point A to point B. And the body, when the bridges are missing, electricity can't go from point A to point B. And that's what disease is. Essential nutrients are bridges. Essential nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the phytonutrients, which I'm going to talk about here in a sec, the essential fatty acids, the essential amino acids, they're bridges that allow electricity to flow. And they restore a fragmented body back to health. That's why essential nutrients are so important. They facilitate the movement of electrical energy at the submolecular level, at the quantum level. What's really cool to me about this, the submolecular basis of health or disease, is the fact that at the submolecular level, consciousness has major control. This is one of the lessons of quantum physics, is that consciousness controls things at the submolecular level. It's where mind over matter comes in. This is where the airy-fairy meets the scientific world. Airy-fairy and abstractions and woo-woo, as we'll say, you guys know what I'm talking about when I say woo-woo, meets science at the level of quanta, at the level of the electron, because at the level of the electron, how we think changes things. Thus, the power and the major importance of the mental and emotional and even spiritual levels of health and wellness. That's why we talk about it so much on this program. And that's why if you're trying to take care of yourself just with nutrition, if you're trying to take care of yourself just with vitamins and minerals and essential nutrients, you may get better, but you're not going to be 100% healed if you don't address the spiritual, mental, and emotional levels because of the submolecular connection to health.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be talking to Michael Betris in our next segment. Michael is the author of a book about lockdowns, COVID-19 lockdowns on trial. You guys may have heard just before we went on the air about maybe half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, Boris Johnson in the UK announced strict lockdown measures. Why are we buying into this stuff, people? Now, present company excluded, of course. I'm sure most of you do not buy into this nonsense. But why as a culture are we buying into this idea that we have to hide from a virus, that we have to run in the house, that we have to lock ourselves down? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that we have to lock ourselves down, that the restaurants and hotels and service industries are going to go out of business? People's jobs and places of employment and businesses that they've been building for decades are now going to go under because of this? How is this okay in any way? Michael Beatrice has done lots of study on this. He's analyzed hundreds of hours of social data, crunched the numbers, and we'll talk to Michael Beatrice about COVID-19, about his book, COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. In our next segment, we'll get your calls, if we have any, right now, in this segment, 844-236-6010. So just to give you an idea of the scale of what we're talking about here, we talk about submolecular biology, which is really where our power resides. We're talking about atoms. An atom, if an atom were the size of a marble, a molecule would be the size of your fist. Atoms are about 1/10,000 the size of a bacteria. Bacteria is about 1/10,000 the size of a mosquito. So an atom is about 100,000 times smaller than a mosquito. Put your mosquito in your head, 100,000 times smaller than that is an atom. Within the atom, the center of the atom, i.e. the so-called nucleus, which is where a lot of the energy resides, we'll say, it's 100,000 times smaller than that. So you're talking about 1,000,000 times smaller than a mosquito. And then if you're talking about the size of an electron or proton, you're talking about another 100,000 times smaller than that. So you're talking about hundreds of thousands, millions of times, 100,000 million times smaller than a mosquito. That's the kind of level we're talking about. How does anything even exist at that level? Yet it does. And even at that level, there's complexity in organization. There's things inside electrons called quarks. And I don't want to get into too much of this, but just get a sense of how tiny we're talking about. And while you can't manipulate that stuff directly, obviously, it's so small, you can do it indirectly. And that's what everything we talk about in the world of health is about. Essential fatty acids contain dense energy in certain areas. Just real quick review of fatty acids here. You have different types of fatty acids, and these are all referred to as, or distinguished by their level of what's called saturation. When something is saturated, the energy flows really smoothly. It's very stable. Saturated fats are very stable. They don't move because everything's kind of locked in place. When something's unsaturated, there's clumps. Unsaturated means clumps. Instead of the energy flowing smoothly across the molecule, a saturated fat is like a long chain of electrical energy. Think of a wire. An unsaturated fat has clumps of energy. And those clumps turn that molecule into something that's from something that's stable and solid into something that's flexible and fluid. Unsaturated fats are fluid. Saturated fats are hard. Lard is your classic example of a saturated fat. It's solid. It's stable. Coconut oil has a lot of saturated fats in it. It's not all a saturated fat, so it's not totally solid and stable, but it has a solidity to it. Now, unsaturated fats, when something's unsaturated, there's little clumps, and that makes it liquidy, and there's different kinds of unsaturated fats. There's fats that have only one clump. Those are called monounsaturated fats, mono meaning one. But olive oil is a classic example of a one clump type of an oil that contains one clump fats, monounsaturated fats. And there's the ones that have lots of clumps, or a few clumps anyway, not lots, but a few clumps. Those are called polyunsaturated. Unsaturated, just in your head, think clump. Clumps of energy. Polyunsaturated fats have clumps of energy. These are really liquidy. But because they have these clumps of energy, they're very unstable. Stability comes from having no clumps. Energy doesn't want to be clumped up. So it readily declumps. Heat declumps saturated clumps. Polyunsaturated fats. And when the heat hits it, it becomes unstable. This is the process why you never want to heat your vegetable oils. Oxygen, same way. Oxygen will declump these oils or declump these little pieces of energy. So polyunsaturated fats with lots of clumps or several clumps are very unstable. This is why you'll hear nutritionists, Dr. Wallach sometimes, and other nutritionists, they'll say don't eat vegetable oils. Why? Because the vegetable oils contain lots of these clumpy fatty acids and they're very unstable. Nonetheless, there are two polyunsaturated fats with clumps that are extremely important. Obviously, you know, those are the essential fatty acids. They call them omega-6 because the clumps are in the sixth position. I'm not going to get into too much structural chemistry, but an omega-6 refers to the structure and where the clump is. Omega-3s have the clump in a different place. Head in the 3 position, omega-3. Chemistry is very logical, by the way. And if you're a chemist, you can hear the name of a chemical structure, and you can kind of get a sense of what it looks like, and you can see a chemical structure, and you can kind of get a sense of what it does. And by the way, those little lines that are connecting atoms that you remember, if you recall your high school biology or high school chemistry, where you had those shaped things with a C and an H and an O and an N and little lines connecting them all. Hopefully, you guys remember that. It wasn't too long ago. Well, guess what? Those little lines are not really lines in real life. They're electrical energy. They're magnetism. The lines represent electromagnetic energy. The whole thing is put together with electromagnetism. That's pretty amazing right there, folks. This is what it means that we are electromagnetic beings. And our cells are electromagnetic. And all the stuff that we're talking about with clumps and with stability and with instability and with heat and with nutrition and the flow of energy, all of this is because we're electromagnetic beings. Our cells are electromagnetic beings, or entities or beings. A cell has voltage, has a negative charge inside and a positive charge outside, and that's a battery. And in between it has a membrane made up of fatty acids. And that membrane conducts energy sometimes and doesn't conduct energy other times. It's a semiconductor. Sometimes it conducts, sometimes it doesn't conduct, and that allows it to be an information processor. So not only is a cell an electrical entity in a battery, it's an information processor. How cool is that? And this electromagnetism, this voltage, I should say, inside a cell is to the tune of maybe 1.4 volts or so. 1.4 volts times 100 trillion, that's a lot of electrical energy. That's a lot of electricity that runs our bodies. And anything we could do to facilitate that electrical energy is going to make us healthier. Essential fatty acids are powerful, powerful electromagnetic transducers, carriers, if you will. Fatty acids, by the way, hold on to electrical energy. Watery nutrient fats, I should say, hold on to electrical energy. Water conducts it. Water transports it, moves it. They both work together. It's the fats that hold on to it, and they hold on to it not consistently. They semi-hold on to it. They semi-conduct. And it's the semi-nature that counts for the intelligence of a cell. It sometimes does and sometimes doesn't. That's where 0-1 comes in. That's where on-off comes in. All of this is to say, make sure you're supplementing with your Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus, especially if you have skin problems, but also brain problems and also heart problems, and also liver problems. And unfortunately, essential fatty acids are the kind of supplements or the class of supplements that we tend to ignore because it's hard to find them in a lot of over-the-counter products. All right, Michael Betris coming up in our next segment. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House and Congress have restarted last-ditch talks toward a coronavirus relief deal that includes a second round of stimulus checks. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is open to making a deal with Democrats.
President Trump actually has always said, I've heard him say it in the Oval, As far as the key elements are concerned, the checks, the unemployment assistance, the small business assistance, we've got to help airlines out, he would go further. He's always said that. He knows that we need as much power for economic recovery as possible.
Senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee are continuing to make opening statements in the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Judicial Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham saying the nation's important business must continue even during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia says she will introduce a resolution condemning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for politicizing the 25th Amendment after the California Democrat announced last week a bill to create a commission on president capacity to determine whether the 25th Amendment would be needed. Pelosi, who has repeatedly questioned President Trump's fitness in office since he was diagnosed with the coronavirus, claims the legislation was not about the president. Republicans and the president, though, believe she's trying to politicize the amendment with just weeks before the November 3rd election. A governor is heading into quarantine after being exposed to someone with the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has a story.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and his family are quarantining at home after being exposed to a member of their security detail who tested positive for coronavirus. The trooper drove with the governor on Saturday before finding out about his positive test. Beshear and his family have tested negative so far, but the governor says they've gone into quarantine out of caution. But he'll continue to do his daily coronavirus press conferences from an empty room in the governor's mansion.
But we want to make sure we're setting the example and that we're also keeping other people around us safe, that we're walking the walk, not just talking the talk. So we're here in an empty part of the mansion with just the two of us and a camera, and that's the way I'm going to be doing my 4 p.m.s at least through this week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. We also have archives at BrightsideBen.com, and longevity products can be purchased at BrightsideBen.com, as well as PharmacistBen.com and CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got videos, news stories, blog posts, lots of good health information on our websites. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing equals beauty. When you heal a wound, you heal the skin. And when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. Healing equals beauty, and you'll never find preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. And take a look at our over 1,000 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com.
All right. We're going to talk some lockdown and COVID-19. You know, I talk about it a little bit on this program. I don't want to get too much into the weeds with COVID-19, except to say I smelt a scam from day one. This stuff doesn't meet the science. And there's so much craziness associated with the measures that we're taking to defeat this tiny little virus. We're talking about small. Viruses are 1,000 times smaller than a bacteria, which itself is 100,000 times smaller than a mosquito. So we're talking about the very, very tiniest levels. People still don't know what a virus is, believe it or not, exactly what it is. And virus infections are still in the realm of the hypothetical and theoretical, believe it or not, even though we hear all this stuff in the news and in politics and about viruses and viral infections. Michael Beatrice is our guest, and his book is COVID-19, Lockdowns on Trial. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Michael Beatrice. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Ben.
How you doing today?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Listen, I smelt a rat in this thing from day one. There's no virus that's been seen, no Koch's postulates, no proof of contagion, no proof of causation, no proof of masking, a lockdown, that masking works, that lockdowns work. So the question I have for you, Michael, right off the bat here, why as a culture do we believe all of this, and why is all the messaging in such lockstep?
Well, I think the answer to the first one is really the media coverage. So, and I identified this early, you know, really back in April, and really even before that. So the reason I wrote the book in the first place was recreationally, as just an American, I was studying the two cruise ships that were quarantined in February and March.
Yeah.
And when the second one ported in, really nothing happened, and it was surprising considering the incredible coverage that it had. And
can you tell the story? Can you tell the story of the cruise ships real quick?
Sure. The first cruise ship, they were both Princess Cruises. One was in the Far East, and it was quarantined in Japan after somebody had been identified with SARS-CoV-2. Again, this was very early on. This was in February. And seven people ended up dying out of 3,700 total people, crew and passengers that were on that ship. Remember, the cruise ships have a predominantly elderly population. Mm. The second cruise ship was the Grand Princess. I paid attention to that because I'd actually been on that ship its second journey back in 97. And when that was ported in, it was really covered like the Bronco Chase. Like, you know, what was going to happen? It was out at sea for 4 days.
Yep.
And when it came in, really nothing happened. And so we ended up with, out of those two cruise ships, we had 7,400 crew and passengers and 10 fatalities, all elderly, all with comorbidities.
Well, hang on, though. You're saying on a cruise ship of 7,400 elderly people with COVID and comorbid people who were over the age of 74, average age of 74, only 10 people died?
Yeah, now don't forget there would be younger people on the cruise too, as well as the crew itself would have been, you know, predominantly younger and not at risk. But it's still a good sampling, right? It's a perfect scientific experiment, because the Imperial College model that followed it about 10 days later predicted in a do-nothing scenario 2.2 million deaths and a tenfold shortfall on the peak day of hospitalizations or hospital beds. And so I plugged the numbers from the Imperial College, again, before I wrote the book, into the cruise ship data. The cruise ship should have had 155 fatalities based on all the population segments, and we had 10, and I thought, oh, this doesn't add up. Then we locked down, California first, Illinois, New York, and it was very clear by the first week of April, and no diminishing that COVID-19 is real. It is very real if you're in an at-risk category. It is more dangerous than the flu if you're at risk. If you're younger, it's actually less dangerous. So it's, I guess in one way, we're lucky to be able to identify that. But in plugging in those numbers and looking at all the lockdowns, it just wasn't what I'd call a proportionate response. And so that's what prompted me to write this book.
Well, the question I have for you here is, why is everything so in lockstep? Is something being done nefariously here, in your opinion? Everything seems to be in lockstep. Nobody's talking about the Princess Cruise, for example. They're all talking about the Imperial College model. You didn't hear about the Princess Cruise after that, but you heard all about the Imperial College model. And that's an example of this lockstep. What's going on here?
So it's a great comment, because I've done you know, almost 100 of these interviews since the book came out. And every time I tell that story, the interviewer and all these guys, everybody's pretty dialed into your perspective. And yet everybody's like, oh my gosh, no one ever talks about going back to the cruise ship data.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they
do go back to it in places like the Lancet and medical journals where they actually do some analysis. They do reflect back on how it plays out relative to that. But I think the media coverage has overwhelmed this. For example, I live in a conservative state. I live in Dallas. And even if you look at some, you know, it's not just Republicans and Democrats, because there's Republican states, Ohio and and Texas, where they're, you know, still kind of locking down. You've got less than 50% of the kids in school face to face today, and the media coverage has stoked some genuine fear. So there's not really contextualizing what the data is. So an example of that is like Wisconsin's freaking out right now. Right, they're putting together provisional tents and things for hospitalizations.
Uh-huh.
Wisconsin right now is at 6.6% of their hospital beds occupied by COVID-19 patients, and that's with COVID, or with SARS-CoV-2.
Well, wait, 94% empty?
Well, no, 94% without COVID. So,
I see.
I mean, hospitals are supposed to run like a hotel. They're supposed to be at over 90% occupancy, or they won't make it. So, but a 6.6 contribution percent to a hospital's occupancy is not, to me, it's, again, disproportionate to be locking down schools and people's jobs, and you know, the face mask thing is a whole other story. But, again, it's a disproportionate response.
Michael, on every level, this stinks. Every single level, it smells. What is going on? How have people been so hypnotized, and why? What's with the lockstep? I've been in the media now for 30 years, Michael. I've never seen everybody in agreement like this. Have you?
Right. So it is crazy. And so you always hear about media bias, and this is probably the best example, because you've got this hard start, you know, in March, and it's not like you could talk about, you know, maybe predispositions toward political affiliations or something. You've got this hard start on a blank slate, and you've got this media coverage. And I'll tell you, Ben, it's not just liberals or Democrats. There's a lot of people that are genuinely afraid of this thing.
Yes,
and
my mother.
And they won't.
People don't leave the house. We got to take a break, Michael, but we'll continue and come back. I want to talk about lockdowns. I want to talk about book about lockdowns, and I also want to touch on masking a little bit, too. Thanks for joining us, Michael. Michael Beatrice, his book, COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. We'll be back with more of Michael and COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial right after this. Don't go away.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cardio FX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got 4 major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Michael Beatrice. His book is COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. LinkedIn site is Michael-Beatrice, and that's BETRUS-109775A. And you get his book on Amazon as well. And also, he's got a Twitter account, Michael, @Michael_@Beatrice_Michael. Sorry about that, Michael. So, Lockdowns on Trial. You put Lockdowns on Trial. What'd you find out?
Well, again, it's that proportionate response that I was talking about. So it's not that the issue to me isn't that COVID-19 isn't real. It's that take the real data, and is it a proportionate response to prompt 40 million people unemployed mm-hmm. and put over half our kids out of school and all the other deaths of despair and collateral consequences? And so when you're talking about something that is, you know, that the WHO has even come out and said lockdowns aren't appropriate, and you've got the Barrington Declaration by some top epidemiologists from Oxford and Stanford that have uh-huh. said lockdowns don't work. Again, it's really this proportionate response, and so we've just gone overboard because we locked down on the guise of overflowing hospitals. That isn't happening. We're not even close. Like, New York is locked down, and they're at statistically, you know, 1.3%, I did the math this morning, of hospital capacity. How do you justify this at this point?
This is crazy. Michael, this is so crazy. It's like I feel like I'm in an alternative reality of some kind. But I keep getting back to my question. It seems like there's intent here. Do you know what I'm saying? It seems like there's something's happening with actual reasoning. It can't be just people just are not seeing this data. Everything you're talking about, it's obvious.
I tell you, so if you really think about all the predominance of social media feeds and what's happening in all the networks, the three major networks, cable news, including even Fox News during the day, there's a large hype around what's happening with cases and the fear
cases.
Of opening schools.
Yeah,
and cases is the wrong term because
right.
cases, so like one great little sort of subset of this whole thing is we've now got close to 100,000 kids at colleges that have been tested positive. I think we've had 2 hospitalizations and 0 fatalities, and we've
out of 100,000. Out of 100,000,
like
2.
You're in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Where are you in Colorado?
Colorado, Denver. Denver, Boulder.
You're in Denver. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wrote an article in the Washington Times 2 weeks ago about what the Boulder order, right? So Boulder has a spike. Colorado's had like 5 COVID-19 fatalities a day for months. And we know statistically about half the COVID-19 deaths or more are somebody with it, not from it. And so you've got this, you know, a fairly low number of fatalities. I'm not minimizing that. It's, again, the balance.
Understood.
And so Boulder, with a spike from CU going back to school in positive tests, which are probably only 50% accurate, they locked down 18 to 22-year-olds only. It's the wrong approach. So what they should have done is tell everybody in the community, hey, we're kind of getting a spike here. If you're in an at-risk category, you need to keep a low profile for probably 4 to 6 weeks. Let everybody else do their thing. Then what happens is the virus sort of runs its course. People get it. They get through it. They get immunity. Yeah. And then it can't transmit. What we're doing is we're prolonging this thing.
Of course.
By not letting the majority of Americans sort of pass it through, and then they can't transmit in the future.
They even admit it. They say it's spreading the curve. They said they don't want to spike. They want to spread the spike. That's the whole premise of it. But what you just said is very politically incorrect. You're talking about herd immunity, basically. So, which, you know, from a biological standpoint, that's what happens. But when you say that, or the media hears that, it gets portrayed as you want a bunch of people to die.
Right, but, you know, when you look at history, so, and I don't even have a medical background. My background is writing business books, and the unemployment is what triggered me to write this thing in terms of the balance here. But all the pandemics that I studied and wrote about in my book were, they've all fizzled out because eventually they reached an immunity status, a community immunity phase within the population, and then they it just fizzled out. That's how these things end. I don't know why. You know, Scott Atlas, Dr. Scott Atlas from Stanford, he's on President Trump's team now, and he's leading that charge, and he's clearly in conflict with CDC Director Redfield and Dr. Fauci, but he's the only voice of reason there.
So do you think Dr. Fauci and Redfield and these people who are talking about masking and are talking about lockdowns, they really believe all that stuff, or is there something else happening?
I do think they believe it, but I think that there's so much buckling, even in conservative states, to the media pressure. The media pressure is incredible, and it's almost like the cancel culture, right, where you can, if you can sort of sustain the swarm coming at you for a few days, it'll move on to a softer target. But that pressure is immense, and it just seems like everybody's buckling to media pressure.
What's your take on, everybody talks about the mask and they talk about lockdowns a little bit less like that, but they talk about the mask and they talk about vaccines as if they're magical force fields that will somehow make you invulnerable to viral infections. What's your take on this whole idea of vaccinations as well as masking?
Right, so there are two questions there. I'll talk about the vaccinations first. So listen, if we end up getting that, great. What you find is that almost all the flu viruses that we get, they are coronaviruses. They're not SARS-CoV-2, but they're, and so it's predicted that we might only need maybe 20% or so herd immunity of SARS-CoV-2 because there's a lot of built-in T-cell immunity based on other coronaviruses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason that you see big spikes in like South Korea and Japan, but they've had like no fatalities. The only real explanation is because they're in the Far East. Maybe they've got some kind of generational immunity. On the mask issue, I tweet this out every now and then, but all the science and like all the medical journals prior to COVID, they all basically said wearing masks for viral infections is
right. Right.
And so we've, and then even our Surgeon General Redfield and Fauci all denounced it even in February and early March.
In the New England Journal of Medicine, they called it symbolic. Did you read that article? He calls it symbolic and a talisman.
So, and I think it is, and I do think it kind of makes people feel good, like they're doing their part. But what you'll see, if you go to a website called Rational Ground, they've got a mask chart, so I won't can this up, but it's awesome. And so what they do is they show in all different states and countries when the mask mandates went into effect, and then you'll see weeks later this huge spike in cases based on, you know, testing. And so the reason is exactly what you said when you teed me up, or interview up, is that the pores in a non-N95 mask are 1,000 times larger than a viral particle. That's why face masks do nothing. And I'm not being a denier on this. I have to wear one in Texas, right? I'm just saying you can't find a trend anywhere in the world where they had low cases, they had a mask mandate, and they kept low cases. It just doesn't exist.
Right. Well, you know, you walk into a restaurant and you wear a mask to go to your table, but then you take the mask off. I mean, it's clearly not there for a reason. It's clearly symbolic. I mean, you don't have to be a deep thinker to see that it's symbolism that they're trying to get. And there's an element of compliance. And I'll tell you what, Michael, you're being very gentle here, but I see nefarious intentions. You know, I don't know how you can avoid that conclusion.
I think that there is nefarious conclusions to be drawn on the media, but I think that the politicians, the way that the polls are right now and sort of the tone in America, you will be forgiven for doing these lockdowns, even in a place like New York where there's no activity. But if you happen to have a slip-up or you happen to do what Ron DeSantis did or what Kristi Noem's done, you got to have a lot of internal strength and probably not be up for re-election anytime soon because, you know, sustaining that pressure is very difficult. It's very easy to just yield with the flow because the American people are supporting this. They just don't really know the data.
Yeah. They don't know the data. And they don't know data in general. The masses typically don't know data. So where do we end up? Where does this end? What's the future?
So there was a great comment that was made by the public health director of Los Angeles about 4 weeks ago, and she was caught on a mic and said, in a closed-door meeting, and somebody said, when are schools going to reopen? And she said, they'll probably reopen after the election. And I thought to myself when that came out later that day, did you know that the virus is going to go away after it votes? Did you know that? So I didn't know that. But it does show you that there is some politicizing of this, and that, you know, the people that are getting screwed are, you know, where COVID-19 preys on the physically frail, these lockdowns are really
economically,
socially and economically frail. And it's,
yeah.
You know, you've got low-income people that are paying for it, and you've got disadvantaged kids that are getting completely screwed from lack of school right now.
That's exactly right. People who can afford to ride this out financially and economically, or they have, you know, parents at home kind of thing, they're not going to suffer as much. Michael, that was awesome. Thank you so much. Will you stay on the line? I want to chat with you real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Michael Beatrice, his book is COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. You can get it off Amazon. He also has a Twitter feed at Beatrice, and that's Beterus _ Michael. You can also check him out on his LinkedIn page. Michael Beatrice, thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. And that's all the time we have for now. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, awesome, beautiful, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.